So now I know why everybody else preached the sermon, because we don't have enough time for me to do it. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to do a quick review and just move it along into what I felt like he was saying. I felt like the Lord wanted to talk about burdens, which a lot of us were already kind of confronting in worship time and surrendering and worshiping through and praying through, right? So casting burdens, I actually felt like the Lord said it's Castaway Sunday, where you, it's all of our collective job to just cast our burdens on Jesus.
I have a burden.
You have a burden?
I have a second job.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, good thing we took care of it during worship, so.
Yeah, no,
it's all good. Yeah, yeah, be warm and well-fed. Hey, by the way, I forgot to tell you, Real Options Banquet Dinner, we collected $16,000, just River, which is so cool, right? It's our best year of giving to them yet. I think last year was like came in around 12K, so 16K, and then like, thank you, Jesus, and thank you to everyone who gave, right? All right, so what is a burden? If I could just put the slide up that shows the photo. There you go. Does that feel like a burden? And no, they're not Ukrainians. I see two things here where we're dealing with a burden. One, sometimes there's stuff that's just way too heavy for us, you know, and it bends us right over, and the pressure is great. Number two, there are people that we can ally with who can help us, right? Now, in this story, like as you're looking at it, whose burden is it? It's lady number one, right? Now, lady number two is taking it upon herself to assist, but it's not her burden. Why did I say that? Because a lot of the codependent people will make it their burden too. And I'm not asking you to own anything that's not yours. Right? However, we can come alongside and really help someone push and encourage them through it. Amen? Okay. And if you're feeling like you're overburdened, by all means, we're going to just start to pray over that, I think, today and let it go one more time. And you can ask for help, but, you know, remember, I hate to say it this way, I sound so mean, it's your burden. The Lord is going to solve your burden through you and with you and for you, and he's going to bring other people alongside to encourage. Just don't look to others as the people you can dump your stuff on, because people fail every time, right? Almost 99% of the time, they fail every time. So what is a burden? In the dictionary, it's something that is carried, something that is emotionally difficult to bear, a source of great worry or stress or weight. Are you feeling encouraged? We want to encourage every person in here to navigate things back to the throne, okay? Unfortunately, relief groups, any kind of relief group will teach you, first of all, what methods to cope with your problem, right? If they're good, they'll get that far. If not, they're not even there to be that way. They're just there to be social. Number two, they'll teach you, you know, tricks on how you can navigate these things. And then, you know, but really, we're not interested in navigating and coping. We're interested in dumping, right?
Yeah.
Yes? All right. I have so many scriptures, and I'm running out of time. So Psalms 55:22. This is the original invitation that God gave his people. He said, give, that word translates to cast. Cast your burdens on the Lord, to the Lord, and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. That's so good, huh? That word give or cast in the original language, shalach, it means to throw out, throw down, and throw away. I like it, right? Dump it. And what's the challenge as we set things down and then we want to pick it up and carry it again, you know, after we get a little bit of relief? And he's not saying, I don't want you to like own this thing. I dump it, just like really dump it on the Lord, right? And the reality is that's not denial. Your problem is still, you know, your problem, but you now you're casting it on him because he invited you to do so. The King of Kings, the one who made you, has invited you to dump it upon him, right? Just like a kid might dump their mess on their father, right? Some of you dads said amen. So it's not denial to cast it away, it's surrender. Surrender to the one who's inviting. Amen? It's a right to surrender. Sorry, it's surrendering the right to control the mess and to run to second-class things to give you comfort. That's the exchange. The exchange, and a lot of us don't like to dump the second-class worldly stuff, which is our comfort, because so we'd rather just carry the burden than face the life without the comfort thing, whatever that item is. You know what I mean? Are you with me on this?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm talking fast because I just want to make sure that we can jam it in. The secondary invitation that's now in the New Testament, Peter actually used this verse to develop 2 Peter 5, where he said, and this is amplified, so there's a few more words than you're used to. Therefore, humble yourselves, demote, lower yourselves in your own estimation under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you, or that's lift you up, casting the whole of your care, all your anxiety, all your worry, all your concerns once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately, and he cares about you watchfully. That's good, huh? Feel free to snap a photo of that so you remind yourself tomorrow, because that's a Monday scripture, isn't it? Lamentations 3:20, I'm just going to keep rolling. Jeremiah here, he said, I will never forget this awful time as I grieve over my loss. Yet I still dare to hope when I remember this. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. Can you say each morning? Each morning. So if you don't feel like by tonight, like you're out of it, guess what? It starts again every day. You know what I mean? He doesn't run out. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance, therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. So it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good. It is good to wait in the hallway. Right? But I don't like the hallway, but it is good. The next verse says, it is good to submit to his discipline. Discipline, like building stronger muscles. Better habits, right? It is good. Why is it good? Because he is good. He is the inheritance. But I just want him to open up the door. Yeah, but he doesn't want to just open up the door and walk away. He wants to be your inheritance, right? So he's really walking with us because he's trying to teach us that the thing that we're craving is really not as important as he is in the story. And you know, the craving thing goes away when this world ends, right? Right? One way or another, this life's going to end, right? And the craving stuff, all the things that you think you've been chasing and you deserve, right? I say that laughing on purpose because we all think we deserve these things, right? And they go away. Irene, she was one of the co-founders of this church. She said, it all goes back in the box at the end. Right? And so all of our chasing and our craving and our striving and all the feeling not settled when we don't have the thing and when the problem is great and we're, oh, I feel so bad, it disappears when we're on the other side of heaven, right? And so I think the Lord just keeps trying to remind us, I'm your inheritance, and so dump it on me, realizing that this is temporary and the thing that's coming is permanent. But it doesn't solve my problem. But that's the invitation to find nearness to him and stop raging at the only one who can help you. Right? And to find joy. One of the things, I read this awesome quote, and some of you probably already put it up on Facebook, so forgive me. But it talked about how finding joy means letting go of all the expectations of what you thought life was supposed to be like and just finding joy in all the pieces. Right? And just thanking him for all the pieces, counting the blessings, looking to him, like, Lord, I just thank you that, you know, you're here and you're upholding me, right? It is good to wait for you because you are good and you're worth the wait, right? It is good to depend on him. Why is it good? Because he's dependable, right? And that's why it's okay to worship when we don't feel like we totally have the victory in our grasp, but because he's dependable, he's as good as the thing, right? A done deal in my mind. Will we always get what we ask for? Not always, but it's still whatever we get will be good, right? He will make all things work together for good. Well, up to this point, I don't really like my story. Well, you haven't waited long enough to see the whole story. Yeah? Because once you get to that place where his goodness has been established and you look back and you see all the speed bumps, you realize that they led you to that place of his goodness, right? So don't give up. Amen? You can worship in that hard place. That matter of fact, your worship actually means something when you're worshiping in the difficult place. You're worshiping in the hallway. You're worshiping when the door is closed. That is where your worship means something. It's cheap and easy to worship when you're standing in front of the throne and you have everything you need and everything's perfect. Cheap worship. It's factual, but it's cheap. Right? It's easy to worship when you win the lottery. So your worship actually means something when you don't have everything.
That's right.
Right? Psalms 81, this is big, and I don't know if I want to, you know what, can I just read the whole darn thing? Why not? I relieved your shoulder of burden. Your hands were freed from the basket. In distress you called, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. That means bitterness, okay? Selah. Pause. Think about it. God's saying, I've built history with you, right? Like, right? I have taken some burdens off you before. Yes or no? Right? You've been through some bitter times with me, and you're still here, right? Okay, great. Selah. Think about it. That's what that means. Number 8. Hear, O my people, while I admonish you. That means correct in a nice way. O Israel, if you would but listen to me, there shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. We're talking about those things, those plan B things that we look to deliver us that are lifeless compared to him. You know what I mean? We don't have stone gods that we worship in America. We have green ones that we worship. Right? Yeah, Benjamin. Yeah, some people worship things. They worship, they're like we run to comfort mechanisms. Some of us, we worship food or we worship spending or we worship, right? Amazon. God of the Amazons. Huh? That's right. And always that God always answers in 2 days or less. There shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. I am the Lord your God. I brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Some of us aren't opening our mouth wide because we have no expectation, and it's clear. We're too busy complaining to have our mouths open wide, right? And he's inviting, open, I'm coming, right? But my people did not listen to my voice. Israel would not submit or surrender to me. Next slide, please. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own counsel, their own wisdom, their own plan B. You want to make a plan B? You want to cut me out and treat me like I'm not coming? Then fine. You'll get to experience life where you're the one in charge and I'm not coming. It is. It's a train wreck. It's a hot mess. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. Oh, in the ancient Hebrew, actually means, oh, it's a statement of grief. And like the Lord is actually groaning his guts out on this prophecy where he's saying, oh, my guts hurt that my people aren't listening and walking in my ways because in my ways there's freedom and I really want that for my people. You know, you can actually like see him like bending over. Oh, my gut hurts. I wish my people would allow me to come. Right? Well, if he really wanted to come, he would just do it. He doesn't need me. Yes, he does, because he's not trying to be your sugar daddy. He really wants to develop that culture of honor within you for him and that love for him and that, right? He doesn't just want to rescue with stuff. You know, he's not, here you go, let it rain, right? Or else we're really not worshiping him. We're just worshiping the source of the flow, right? The God who gives. Yeah, so, oh, that my people would listen. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe toward him and their fate would last forever. But he would feed you with the finest of wheat, the honey from the rock, that's Jesus. I would satisfy you, right? And some of us are like, if he really wanted to destroy the enemy in my life, he would do it. And I'm proposing some of us have gotten so close to him that if he took out the enemy, you'd be taken out in the blast radius. And so the invitation is, oh, that you would walk in my ways and not in the enemy's ways, in your selfish ways, in your disinterested ways, disappointed, right? Oh, that you'd walk in my ways. You take two steps away from the enemy because lightning's coming, right? And I'm not talking about a human enemy, please. I'm talking about Satan, right? The forces of evil, the attacks against your life, okay? Do you hear me? I hope that sticks in your mind. Some of us are flirting with the enemy and, you know, get out of bed. The enemy is, if the Lord is going to attack, you don't want to be in the blast radius. All right, well, that went over big. Okay, maybe I embarrassed you. You just need to, never mind. I would satisfy you. Do you see that? That is like a dare and a promise all packed in one. You know, if you would leave those things behind and walk in my ways, I would satisfy you. So that's the last question I have is if we're stuck for long periods of time, and I'm not trying to say whatever misery you're in, you deserve that, because that's not my heart at all, right? What I'm just saying is if there's a place within your heart that does not feel satisfied by him, at least your heart quieted in him, in the struggle, then you have to ask yourself why, okay? And I'm not saying you deserve the misery. I'm just saying, is there a place where God's quietness and calming can come in while he satisfies and brings you through the process to the other side of that hallway, that doorway? And you, right? Amen. If we're not feeling it, why? Why not? So I'm done. I have these prayer topics. I feel like we should just be praying for each other on these topics, okay? And maybe you guys dealt with all of this in your worship time, and then this is just for the privilege of those who watch online later. Either way, I feel like he wants to address some healing, some deliverance, some wholeness issues in people's lives. He wants to attack some demonic attacks that have occurred against you or your family. I feel like he wants to minister to you in accidents, tragedies, and misfortunes. I feel like he wants to speak to you and help you through brokenness and inner dysfunctions that lead to isolation, hurt, damage to you, right, or to others. And that he wants to bring salvation to lost loved ones. And I'm so glad we could have all just worshiped today at the very beginning. Like, we don't have to wait for these things to be all tucked away nice and neat before we can honor the one who's coming. He rides on a storm, and the victory is his, right? Amen. Right? Yeah. Yes. That's really cool.
That's my favorite part of that whole thing.
You got it. I love it. You did. Well, that's your spot. That's yours. You get to keep that. That's awesome. That is so cool. How do you want to do this? Do you guys want to, you know what? Can we stand up? We're all going to pray with a posture of honor, if that's okay. It's been a few minutes since you sat down, and you need to get your Christian calisthenics in. All right. So, let's do the hand thing, and it's not for you to, you know, like, be embarrassed, but if you're battling with or you're asking the Lord for a healing, a deliverance, or just in some way making you whole, can we just raise our hands, right? Okay, so you can put your hands down. Everybody got that in your mind? Because we're lifting each other up here. Anybody going through some kind of demonic attack on you or your family, and you're just asking for the Lord to come quiet that? Yeah, amen. Accidents, tragedies, misfortunes have just happened, and it's bad luck going on, and you need God to come intervene. Yeah. Amen. Brokenness, inner dysfunctions that are isolating you and hurting people and hurting yourself, leading us into self-destructive patterns of behavior. Yeah. Yeah. Salvation of loved ones. You're just standing there believing for people to come to Christ that you care about. Amen. I'm glad we saw a lot of hands there, because I would have slapped you if I didn't see any. You didn't want to get slapped, right? You know what? Who's going to start for me? I know who's going to start. He's going to hate me for it. Would you open us up? All right, cool. And this is not just like Tommy's going to pray, but like let me know if you feel like you're going to jump in. But we are going to collectively, as one family, attack this thing together.
So, dear Heavenly Father, there's five topics up on the board, and this group of people that are here today can all relate to one of them. So I'm not going to go through all the five. Everybody here knows which ones they need help with. So I want to pray to you, God, that each individual person here can identify this exact situation. If there could be multiples, actually. I think I have a couple. We all need help. We all need to rely on you. We want to be lifted up in your spirit. You know, we have all of these things happen to us day to day to day to day, and it's seemingly getting worse and worse. As I get older, I just feel like every day brings something new. So it's important for us to keep in you. And every time we come here and we see that you're here with us when we worship, it just brings so much life into us, and it enables us to get through the rest of the week and not just forget when we leave here. So God, I just pray for everybody here that if they're going through something like what is on the board, that you can kind of touch down on them and make sure that they know that you're there with them. And I just pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Who else?
Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this church and for this body of believers. And Lord, I pray that just that we can all come together and just praise you, God, for anything that we're going through, Lord, whether it's something small or something really big, God, that you never change and that we can come together and just praise you for that, God. We thank you that you're the same today as you were when you created the earth, God, and you're the same until the end of the earth, God. And I just pray, Lord, for this body of believers that we would just praise you for that, God. In Jesus' name. I lost my train of thought. Sorry.
It's okay.
And Lord, we lift up every brother and sister that raised their hand, that they're under attack. Lord, that they would be reminded they shall not be defeated when they call upon the Lord. Lord, fill them to overflowing with the Holy Spirit, that his love and his protection would walk with them day by day, that their mind would be cleared of all of the lies that he's tried to perpetrate upon them, all of the lies that said you're not worthy, I have you in my control. Lord, we break the bands,
yes,
that try to control them, because they are not of you. They're, yes, satanic, and we break them in the name of Jesus. And we call upon the name of Jesus because it changes lives. Day by day, hour by hour, and as we have said before and offered, let the word just minister deeply into the souls, that as they just feel that they're falling deeper, that the word of God would lift them up, that the Holy Spirit would take hold of their shoulders and say, come unto me, and I will minister to you, I will show you the truth, and I will raise you up, that you would fly as just eagles, and you would not grow weary or faint. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Father, we pray that you come to each and every one of us here and that you would walk with us and walk in the Spirit, because when we walk in the Spirit, we're free from sinning, and I just pray over this congregation that you would continue to bless us and walk with us in your spirit.
And Lord, I pray that every morning when we wake up, before our feet even hit the floor, Lord, that we just surrender to you. And before we lay our head at night, that we repent for anything that we need to. And just keep that line of communication open with you every day of just repentance and surrender. So we can grow closer to you and just fully let go of the burdens. And we thank you that you're capable of taking all those burdens from us, Lord. In Jesus' name.
My heart is pounding, and I know it's the Lord, but I feel like I just need to take a minute for those of us. This is where I need prayer or just to surrender, is that brokenness and inner dysfunctions leading to isolation, hurt, and damage to self or others. I just feel like maybe if you're like me, you just need a minute to breathe and reflect and like admit it and acknowledge the Lord in that space where you might be hurt and feeling the brokenness or inner dysfunction. And so, Holy Spirit, we just continue to invite you into the place where we're hurt or feeling brokenness this morning, God. I know that there was an exchange before, God, but I still feel like there's more. So we just take a moment right now to acknowledge it. I'm just going to be silent for maybe 15 seconds. We acknowledge you as healer, as counselor. We acknowledge that in these places, Father, there is hope, there is healing, there is deliverance, there is wholeness for each one of us, God. And so we just thank you that you lead us forward. And we just say thank you. Thank you that you're with us in the process, God, and that any of these situations that come up in us, God, we can come to you and trust you, Father, that you heal us in those broken places, God, that you make us whole, Lord, that we can delight in you through the things that you bring up in us, God. And so just say thank you, Father. Thank you for the moments that we get to just make those practical exchanges and give you the hurt, the disappointment, the confusion, whatever it is, God. And that we could receive from you the goodness that you have for us, and instead, God, the peace and the joy, Lord God, that you make that burden light.
Yeah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. And in so many scriptures in the Bible, it says, and wait. Now, that wait period is like that closet we've been talking about. And as much as we know that God is the victor, God has everything in his control, we have to know that Satan, or the devil, or whatever you want to call him, he may be defeated, but he still prowls on earth. He's as real as God is. God is in our heart. But the devil, he's the guy that puts the thought in your head. We need to do our part. Now, you can stand believing and really trusting, but the enemy's whispering in your head. What you do with those words, those thoughts, those suggestions, the what ifs, that determines where your faith is. You need to be able to identify those thoughts that are negative, those thoughts that are questioning, those thoughts that are doubting. That's in your control. You can reject them. You can refuse them. You can stop thinking and start praising. You can stop thinking and start listening to praise music. You can stop listening and take the Bible and fill your head. You can only do one thing at a time when it comes to your mind and focusing. But that's where we have the control. That's our job. And we have to choose between we listen to the what-ifs and what-abouts and when is it going to happen, and ask ourselves, what are we doing in the meantime? I would just say that the Lord wants us to focus on Him. Let that darkness be on the outside, but let the inside of us be shining stronger and stronger by refusing to accept those thoughts that the enemy puts in our hearts, our heads. And God is there to take that place if we let Him.
Lord, we lift up our loved ones to You who don't know You. We ask, Lord, that You would open their eyes, bring them to their senses, give us the words that we need to say. Help us to be on our knees for them every single day, Lord, remembering them to You. We claim them for the kingdom of God. Satan, You get Your hands off our loved ones. We rebuke You in Jesus' name. We cancel Your assignment. Lord, we ask that You would prepare their heart, that You would soften it, take the scales off their eyes and the peanut butter out of their ears. Thank You, Lord, that You love them even more than we do. Thank You, Lord. We claim them for the kingdom.
Thank You, Father. Thank You, God. Connor.
Hello. This is my first time speaking. But, Father, we just pray to deliver us from all sin, all hard times that we fall upon. I've noticed that in my life, and I'm sure many of yours, that the moment I found Jesus, I knew instantly that it's what I wanted for the rest of my life, and you're able to achieve anything through our Lord and Savior, and that's all I had to say.
That's cool. Amen.
Thank you, Daryl.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thank You, God. Lord, I just ask that Your goodness would become apparent to the world around us because You're good. Lord, we're not asking this so that we can just be selfish and have a big shopping list answered by our God. Lord, the world needs to see and understand and know the ways of God by seeing and knowing and understanding how generous a father is to his child. So we ask, Father, that You would come and break through. And Lord, as we watch other people, you know, suffering, and we say, well, we wish we could do so much more. God, pour in so that we can pour out. I ask in Jesus' name. For some of us, it's energy. We just don't have enough, or our health is in the way. Lord, we want to be blessings. So I ask that You heal and restore. Lord, for some, it's the dysfunction. It's the emotions. And Lord, if we could just get through those things, we could be a bigger blessing. Well, Lord, I'm asking You to answer us from where the thunder comes from, as Your scriptures said. Lord, you're above the storm itself. I ask that You will answer and You will come, and today just begin to heal and touch and call out those broken, dysfunctional things, pulling them like pulling weeds out of a garden, I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, for some of us, it's just inflation is killing us. Well, I'm asking for the great provider to provide. Miraculously so, Father, that as we, Lord, put our hands toward the things that You bring us, that You will prosper the work of our hands, God, and that the world will be in it and scratch their head at how are they doing this? And that is our witness. The God that we serve loves us, and He just provides. He takes away worry. He takes away fear, and He just replaces it with joy. Would you like to have some? He's good to you too. God, I just ask that you'll birth this within us, that we'll constantly think not only of our problems, but of those around us and how we can so be a flowing outward stream, not just an inward stream where you pour in. God, pour out of us too, we pray in Jesus' name. Let other people taste and see that you are good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for just going straight for the throat of fear and anxiety today. Thank you for helping us worship even while everything's not perfect. Thank you that your word is as good as done and that we can take that to the bank, Father. We love you. I ask that you send everyone on their way this week filled with joy, Father, and peace because they are loved, because you care for them. In Jesus' name, amen. In us, amen. Amen. Thanks, man. If anybody would like specific prayer, come on up, and otherwise, we will see you guys.